My recording is on.
Oh, very good. Thank you. All right. And I will be in recording. Well, a very good evening to you, and welcome to the regular meeting here of Orrville City Council here on May 17th, 2021. We will open our meeting this evening with prayer, and we have with us Pastor Ike Graham of Orrville Grace Brethren Church. Pastor?
Okay, I'll pray. We bow before you, the only true God, maker of heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in it. You, in your infinite wisdom, sent the Lord Jesus Christ to rescue us from our sins. I pray that if any of the council members do not know the Lord Jesus, you would reveal him to them. Tonight also, they need wisdom to represent the people of Orrville. Grant to them such wisdom for the benefit of each and every citizen. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks so much.
Welcome.
Now we'll move to the Pledge of Allegiance. Switch our video over to that. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right, very good. If the clerk would please call the roll.
Handwerk.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present and accounted for.
Thank you so much. You should have received a copy of the minutes of the May 3rd, 2021 meeting. If I could please have a motion to approve those minutes.
I move those minutes be approved.
Very good. Mr. Larson moves.
A second.
Second, Mrs. Foy. Thank you.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you very much. And we'll move on now on our agenda to public comment. We have two people now slated for this evening for public comment. And just a reminder to those who are participating in this part of the meeting that there is a 3-minute time frame for you to share your comments with council. First on the agenda is Tom Hostetler. Mr. Hostetler, are you with us this evening?
Yes, sir. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we sure can. If you could please state your name and your address for us for the record.
Yes, my name is Tom Hostetler, 1991 Meadow Lane in Orrville.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
May proceed.
I want to thank Ms. Galt for giving me a heads up on being able to set in on the transportation meeting. That was certainly very beneficial, a lot of good information. I am speaking on behalf of many Orrville residents on Meadow Lane, Heatherwood Lane, Viking Avenue. These are Orrville residents who are opposed to the Phase 4 sidewalk project. We have a petition with signatures for almost 80% of the residents on these streets who are opposed to the sidewalk project, and we are still getting more signatures from absentee residents and residents on Primrose Lane. Again, I think the main catalyst for all of this has been the recent flurry of engineering survey crews out on the streets, walking properties, placing survey stakes. We've been talking with neighbors trying to prevent the peasants storming the castle with pitchforks effect here, trying to communicate. So again, thank you for letting me share just a brief bit of time. This will be slightly redundant from what you had in your transportation meeting, but again, many of the residents in our area are elderly and do not want the added physical burden of clearing winter snow from sidewalks. Again, many residents in our area do not want to see the aesthetics of their flower beds, trees, and lawns destroyed. Again, it's been addressed. Some of our residents are financially strapped due to COVID and do not want the expense of excavating and pouring concrete on the property. And there are simply some residents in the area that we have spoken with that feel that it is simply an unnecessary expense to the city and themselves. We are continuing collecting signatures and talking with neighbors and friends in the area for the petition. Quick two questions. When we have personally contacted as many area residents as possible, to whom do we need to forward the petition?
My guidance on that would be to forward that to the clerk of courts.
Okay.
Clerk of courts, the clerk of council, my apologies, at City Hall, Mrs. Galt.
Clerk of council, that would be Mrs. Galt.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And I was happy to hear that, I believe Mr. Mosley mentioned that after the surveying was done and was approved by the city sometime in July, that it would be a public meeting with residents. Was that correct?
We can yes. schedule a public meeting yes. anytime. Yeah, go ahead, Mr.
Yes, sir. So the plan is to have a Ward 4 or a Phase 4 public, another transportation meeting. It's a meeting that we're going to actually have, you know, once we had all those small little details from the engineering. So that is correct, sir.
Okay, so that would involve us as property owners and residents in Ward 4, correct?
Correct.
And how will that be communicated to us?
Well, all notices have to be posted by the council clerk. She has to post one way electronically, another way, obviously, down at City Hall. That one I will try to, you know, do my best to get the word out, just like I did with the community, with the transportation meeting tonight. I know that there's a Facebook page in this area that Travis and myself, and I'm not sure if other council people are on there, but we'll definitely try to use avenues like that to get the word out for that meeting.
Okay, very good.
Yes,
all right. Well, again, thank you for allowing me to sit in for the hour-long transportation meeting. That was interesting. I took a lot of notes. We'll continue having this dialogue. We'll communicate and thank you for your time and consideration this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Hosteller. We appreciate you participating in the meeting this evening. We'll move on now to Larry McPherson. If you could please state your name and address for us for the record. Thank you.
Okay, I think my mic's on.
Yep, we got you.
I pretty much am agreeing with exactly what Tom Hostetler was saying. And I'd like to see this is going into the transportation is.
Excuse me, Mr. McPherson. Can I have you state your address, please, for the record?
Oh, yes. 1851 Meadow Lane, Orville. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Thank you.
But I go back to the saving the money, and I'd rather see them spend money more towards the street up there on Crown Hill, and I think I stated that a while ago, it's just so rough. It's from Viking to Market Street there, other than right in front of the fire department. It's like a set of railroad tracks, and I've been here 19 years, and it's just gotten worse. But I'm opposed 100% on these sidewalks. I don't see the benefit of it, but you know, we will work together and figure out what we need to do. But it's like somebody else said in the other one, there's no schools, there's no stores up here, there's nothing to walk to, there's not even a park. We drive to downtown Orville, we drive to the park, you know, and I just think they need to use the money elsewhere in the city, maybe put more parking spaces in down by the park when we have our baseball games going on for the Little Leaguers, because there's no parking down there, as opposed to putting sidewalks in. But that's really my comment. A couple of my neighbors couldn't join us tonight, but they're saying the same thing, and one of them been here 50 years, the other one been here 60, and they told me, well, definitely tell them that we don't want the sidewalks. I hope we reconsider this. I mean, majority of the kids, they don't walk to school, they take the bus. And if they don't take the bus, including myself, my kids are raised, but we took them to school. We didn't make them walk up to the bus stop or what have you. So I appreciate you listening, and we'll let you get on with your meeting here.
All right. Well, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts on that, Mr. McPherson, and we appreciate you participating in tonight's meeting.
One last comment on that is the notifications of this. I'm one that do not use Armstrong cable other than for internet, and I just found out this today that I can go on the website of the City Hall to see when your next meetings are, and I'll probably be joining you more and just to listen in to see what's going on. I've never been that involved before, but I need to start getting involved, and I don't get the A channel, so I don't get your council meetings for the last 10 years.
Well, very good. Thanks so much, and you can usually catch these meetings as well on Facebook for those who are Facebook users. So that's available as well. So anyway, thanks to those of you who participated in the public comment section. Residents are always welcome to let the council clerk know by Friday at 4 if you'd like to participate in the meeting, and we invite you to do that at any time. So thank you again. And now we'll move on with the business portion of our meeting, and we'll begin with our standing committee reports. And we begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee and Mr. Handwerk. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. President. The council, the Parks and Rec Committee has not met. Therefore, I do not have a report. However, I will say that Eric Siegley and Ryan Immel are doing a phenomenal job out there getting everything ready for the summer. That is all.
All right. Thank you very much. And then our Utilities Committee, Mrs. Foy.
Good evening, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has not met, so I have no report there. However, I do want to send a great shout out to the Utilities Department for a quick power outage on a Monday morning for parts of Orville. It doesn't necessarily get your morning started off to a great start for the week, but it was restored extremely quick, so very appreciative.
Yes, one of our employees was working from home and her power went out and didn't get much of a break. It was on pretty quickly. So, all right, very good. Thanks for those words. And then we'll move on to our Transportation Committee. Mr. Mosley.
I think we have ordinance and personnel is next, Mr. President.
Okay, we'll go to ordinance and personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met and I have no report.
All right, thank you. And now transportation, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation did meet today at 6:30. We discussed sidewalks in the final phase. A lot of good questions and answers were answered tonight, as well as hearing comments from concerned citizens. We will continue to, listen and kind of understand this project as a whole before, we make that final decision after engineering comes. Something that's non-meeting related, a little update on what's going on in the streets out there. As of Monday on the 24th, which is next Monday, we're going to be starting our concrete street projects. We're starting at the intersection of Ella and Church Street. Then obviously we'll also be working on downtown curves on the east side of Main Street. All of those businesses has been notified, Mr. President. And then as far as the project on Ella and Church, they plan on doing those in halves. The goal is to, possibly get all this stuff done before our July 4th festivities, at least have a hard stop there, and then after all that stuff is done, you know, we need to, you know, get back at it and kind of close up the loose ends. Currently, Dan is running like a chicken with his head cut off with all the projects that he has going on. He is also working on an OPWC, working to get those details finalized. That way we go out for bids so we can also start those projects. I just wanted to let citizens know that we will have a very busy construction, obviously weather pending. So there's going to be a lot of things, and if they could just pay attention to the Facebook page or call City Hall, we'll try to keep people updated on what's going on. One other thing is I know last year at the intersection of High and Vine, we just laid concrete there. It's fresh, brand-new concrete that we laid down next year. Unfortunately, it's going to have to get torn up because Dominion has a box out under there. However, it's, you know, they are going to put it back to spec and pay for that. That won't be on our dime, just in case someone wonders, hey, they just laid that down. Why'd they turn it up? It's a Dominion gas issue. With that, Mr. President, I have nothing else.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. And we'll move on to our Health and Safety Committee. And Mr. Aspiris, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, and I have no report for tonight, sir.
All right. Thank you much. And our Planning Committee, Mrs. Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning Committee has not met, so I have no report. However, I would like to set a meeting to discuss the future of the Manhattan Building.
Okay. Very good. And do you have a date in mind?
Just the next soon as possible.
Okay. I got to pull up the calendar here. Hang on. We do have next Monday, the 24th, available. It's a, you know, maybe 7 p.m. or I don't know if that would work with the administration.
Yeah, is Kristen on?
I saw her earlier.
That's fine.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Mayor Handwork, with 7 p.m. work, or would you prefer a little bit later? Do you
want? I will be out of town, so.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Would you prefer that we wait until you're back in town, or?
We've talked about this a lot here, so Kristen and Steve can give you all the information you need.
All right.
Fine.
Very good. 7 p.m. work for everyone else then on next Monday? All right, very good. So a planning committee meeting at 7 p.m. next Monday to discuss, it's officially the Ludwig Building, but everyone knows it as the Manhattan Building. So, all right, very good. Let me return to our agenda here. And if that's all, then we'll move on to our finance committee. Mr. Wilson.
Good evening. Finance committee has not met. I do not have a report, but I realize I neglected to send out a budget calendar to council, which I just sent you. So I will, I wanted to move to vote to approve that, but let me just verbalize a few dates.
Okay.
May 20th is a published notice of public hearing in the Daily Record.
May 20th? Oh, okay, it's public. Okay, I apologize. I thought you meant to be a public. You're publishing the public hearing, the date of the public hearing in the Daily
Correct.
Record. Very good. So this is tracking now.
2022 budget calendar. Following that is budget goes to council on June 18th. First reading is June 21st. Approval by utility board is June 28th. Second reading and public hearing is July 6th. Third reading is July 19th. And file completed budget with budget commission is July 20th. So you all have a physical copy of that, but I thought I'd verbalize it with the late notice and move that we vote to approve that calendar.
Very good. We have a motion from Mr. Wilson.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Larson.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanwork?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
We have no special committee reports tonight, so we'll move on our agenda to our administrative reports from the administration, and we'll begin with Mayor Hanwork. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. A few items tonight. I know that Mr. Wheeler sent an email out to council about our tree pits downtown, but I want to just explain a little bit about that. Also, for the people that might be watching, to get that information out there. It was mentioned tonight that we have curb work going on downtown, and the same company that will do that will be doing some work in those tree pits. Our service department has been working hard the last week to take out some of those tree pits on Main Street. Now, we're just talking on 57 Main Street. We've had a very difficult time getting trees to grow there over the years. There are a few, like by the credit union and so forth, that have made it for one reason or another, but for the most part, since I've been mayor, we've replanted trees three times, and they pretty much keep dying. And the biggest reason is where streets are close to the sidewalk here, that we're on Route 57, semis are coming through all winter, throwing that salt mist all over them, and they just have a hard time. So we're going to cover those tree pits that we've had there, that some of them have sunk and the bricks don't look good anymore. They're deep down and catching mud and so forth. There was a few tree stumps still in there from the old trees, so those will be removed. And then when that concrete company comes to do the curbs, they will smooth those out so that we don't have trip hazards. Some of our old tree pits, I really am afraid somebody could really trip at night and get hurt. So that's going to be going on, just so people are aware of that. The next thing would just be the Memorial Day service. Just a reminder, since we're getting close to that, they have decided not to do the processionals, so the little parade down through town will not be done. And that's mostly due to COVID, although I think, to be honest with you, that gets to be hard to get everybody to march from the Legion downtown all the way out to the cemetery every year. So I don't know what they'll do from now on, but for now, that's not going to happen. So the cemetery ceremony will go on as normal at 10 o'clock. And they would like to start right at 10 o'clock. So if you plan to come, plan to be there a few minutes early so that we can start at 10 and go ahead and do the regular cemetery Memorial Day service. So we're looking forward to that. And then the last thing is I have to ask council's approval again for another change on our design review board. Dan Kiefer is the owner of Gianino's, who would like to take the place of Brittany Jarvis. And she has asked us to resign from that due to personal reasons. And so Dan said he would be willing to step on there. So if council's okay with that, that's who we'd like to name.
Mr. President, I'd like to motion to approve Mr. Dan for that review or
design review board.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's a good choice. All right. And who is the second? I'm sorry.
Widmer.
Second, Mrs. Widmer. Thank you.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanwork?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. That's all I have, sir.
All right. Thank you. And then we'll move on to our Safety Service Director. Good evening, Mr. Wheeler.
Good evening, Mr. President. As Councilman Mosley mentioned, concrete streets is scheduled to start next week. I did want to also piggyback on his comments and mention that after they complete Churchinella and complete the downtown curbs, they'll then move on to Crown Hill to do a section of Crown Hill as well. So we are going to do some work at Crown Hill this year. Tennis courts were resurfaced today. They were waiting on some good weather and finally got some. They do expect the asphalt to cure for the next 2 weeks. And then we'll go get in there and restripe and put the court the nets up, and it'll be ready to go. They'll also begin on the basketball courts around that time as well. The service department has, Mayor Hayworth mentioned, the service department is working on tree pits this week. They're cleaning those out for the concrete street contractor. But they'll also be working on the storybook trail this week as well, which is down off of Vine Street on by the pond there. So that's going to be a really neat project that Dan did quite a bit of research on, and we have an anonymous donor that is donating some funds for that as well. So it should be a really exciting project and a really great addition to our parks. And that's my report for tonight.
Very good. Mr. Wheeler, I just have a quick question for you. I think I saw a question on Facebook earlier. Is fishing permitted there in the pond?
It actually is. We did add some fish to the pond last year. I've heard the fishing is not good yet, so hopefully that's yet to come. But you are welcome to throw a line. In fact, that's kind of part of what we're hoping to attract is just some families down there fishing and enjoying the storybook trail and throwing a line in the water.
Very good. I believe somebody shared a tip that there was some bass near the bridge. So anyway, some inside angler info there. So all right.
Question for Mr. Wheeler. Yes. Mr. Wheeler, would you recommend it as a catch and release situation so everybody gets a chance to catch these fish?
That's a great point, Mr. Lawson. Yes, we do want catch and release. The fish are young, so I don't think there's much size to them yet anyway, but we definitely want that to be an area that people can continue to go and enjoy the fishing. So, yes, that's a great point. Please catch and release.
Thank you.
All right, very good. We will move on then to our utilities director, Mr. Brenniger. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have one brief comment just to add on to the note on the power interruption this morning. That, unfortunately, was an operator error. We were in the process of planning for some preventive maintenance on some of our high-voltage circuit breakers, and we inadvertently misoperated as part of that process. So that outage did only last, unfortunately, a couple minutes, but that's a couple minutes too long. That impacted customers downtown and on the west side. So I do apologize for that, and we have made provisions to make sure that those procedures repeat itself. Other than that, tonight, Mr. President, that's all I have. Thank you.
Well, very good, and we appreciate you sharing that as well. I think everyone assumes that it's another squirrel promoted to glory when the power goes out, but every once in a while those things happen, and we do appreciate you sharing that with us.
That was Sunday mornings.
Okay.
But you had a hard blank Sunday morning about 9 o'clock. That was a squirrel.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks very much, and we'll move on to our finance director, Ms. Stremlin. Good evening.
Good evening, and thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
Okay. Thanks much. And our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Briefly, the Charter Review Committee met last Monday night, and I believe that was the final meeting for that committee. I have since circulated a redline version of what I understand to be our final comments and proposed revisions to our charter amongst the committee members. I'm not sure Ms. Galt will have to weigh in and tell me if we've heard back from everyone. I know we've heard back from most, if not all, of the committee members accepting those changes without further comment or suggestion.
We have one charter member that has not responded.
Okay. So we will reach out to that charter member just to make sure that everyone has had an opportunity to review and approve those comments. I reached out to John Scavelli, who is the City of Worcester Law Director, to just to talk about some logistics. We have not yet connected, but we've exchanged some emails. Worcester went through this in the November election this past 2020. So I thought it would be great to lean on their recent experience in doing this. We have several changes. I don't know that they're necessarily significant or substantive changes, but although there are a few that are that have some material effect, and we will discuss that in the future. But I just want to make sure that we understand the logistics of how we get this on the ballot and the best way to. We have enough changes that we're probably going to combine them into groupings so that the voters can vote on maybe two or three different packages of changes, I guess, for lack of a better word. And that will all come to council, and we will do legislation to get that on the ballot. So that's coming soon to council. We need to have that in by early August in order to get it on the November election.
Very good. Thank you. And from my report, I'll just build on what the law director said. Yeah, those revisions will be coming to council, and they're not really for us to reconsider and be rewarding ourselves. They're really for us to ratify the work of the Charter Review Commission, who spent several hours over the course of three meetings doing a lot of good work on those. And I think... as Mrs. Kirkbride said, you know, we're providing some clarification is probably the most substantive kind of work that's being done on a few areas there, and then just modernizing the usage of pronouns and those kinds of things to take us forward into the next 10 years. But I just wanted to say thank you to all of those people who participated in the Charter Review Commission. That was an excellent group this year, and hopefully they'll be able to join us again in 10 years as we revisit this again. But it just goes to show you the good work that was originally done on our charter, that very few changes have been needed since the 70s when the charter was formed. So we very much appreciate all the work that's gone in over the years to keeping that document up to date and serving us well. So, all right, thanks very much. No old business on the agenda tonight. And so we'll move on to new business. I'll turn it over to Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2021. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwerk.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Espiris.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 2021, a resolution to establish the classification of human resources coordinator in the classified service of the City of Oroville, Ohio, and repealing all legislation inconsistent herewith.
Very good. And is this something for Mr. McFerrin, or would you like to address this, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. As presented a couple weeks ago in the Personnel Ordinance Committee meeting, we have a three-person Human Resources Department currently at the city. In the next 6 months, two of those individuals are going to be retiring and taking with them about 85 years of knowledge and experience, and similar to many of the other departments within the city, as I look to move forward with my human resources department, I believe that we can do some reorganization and cut the number of people in the HR department down to two. In order to do that, I'm requesting that we create this new HR coordinator position. This position will report directly to me, the HR manager, and the two of us would be able to complete the same amount of work in a different manner that we've previously used three people to do. And so that is the reason that I'm bringing this legislation tonight, to create this position, and I would be more than happy to answer any other questions. Just for housekeeping and just procedurally, according to the charter, any time a position is added, it cannot be an emergency measure. However, it does not need to go three readings. If council wishes it to go out three, I'm just fine with that. Obviously, I'd prefer to only be one, but regardless, I am required to wait the 30 days prior to the legislation going into effect. So I just wanted to throw that out there. We don't run into that very often, but the creation of the position is one of those situations. So I would be open to any other questions that anybody might have.
Very
Mr. President?
Yes, Mr. Spiros.
Thank you. Mr. McFerrin, I believe I just have two questions, although that might stem off. The first would be going from the three positions down to the two. When those other two leave, are we going to be receiving new legislation to, absolve those positions? Or what will happen with those would be the first question.
Well, one is an administrative assistant, and that classification exists in many other departments in the city. So that one will remain no matter what were to happen. The other one is the safety coordinator. And I'm kind of the school of thought that to absolve a position would require you to bring it all back again. So there's two ways to look at it. You can leave it on the books, and if I ever needed to fill it, I guess what we would do is document that we would probably give council notice that we were considering that and open that for discussion. If council chose to absolve it, I would be more than happy to present legislation at that time. And should the need arise to bring that position back, we would just need to go through this current process again to do that. So I would be, I would submit to the whims of council on this and go whatever direction you guys felt the most comfortable with.
Okay, thank you. A little naive on my end of how this works, so I appreciate the information.
It doesn't happen often, and I'm just fine with that.
And then the second question would be, if you could give maybe an estimate of what we'd be looking at for cost savings, if any, going from three positions down to the two, that'd be great.
So this position is going to kind of fall between the administrative assistant and the current HR, safety coordinator position as far as wages go. I would say essentially we're going to save about 40% out the door at least. You know, over time, positions grow, but it's never going to reach back to three full-time positions. So, but from the way that I'm looking at it, we're looking at about a 40% cut in wages and benefits in the HR department.
Great. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Any other questions for Mr. McFerrin?
I have a quick question, Mr. McFerrin. What did you say the timeline? Thank you. Sorry, Mr. President. What did you say the timeline was that you'll be losing these two? I assume some onboarding might be needed and helpful.
Well, it's really a wonderful situation. As most of you are aware, we have done some remodeling in our lobby, and we will be filling the new receptionist area with Melissa Lehman, who is currently my administrative assistant. She will be retiring through the state of Ohio probably or sometime around the end of the year. And she will be taking that receptionist position. The other employee in the department is Ron Ballantyne. And Ron obviously has most of you probably know, all of you may not. Ron spends a lot of time with the fire department. So, and his plan post-retirement from the safety coordinator is probably to invest even more of his time into the fire department as they look to plan for the future. The terrific benefit that I have is that I'm not losing either of them physically. They're still going to be around and be available for onboarding of this new position. So the time frame would be sometime probably. It depends if this is approved tonight or the end of June. But ideally, sometime around the middle of July, I could see having someone hired. And that's kind of what I'm looking at. The dates for Mr. Ballantyne and Ms. Lehman are still somewhat subject, but they all will coordinate with the onboarding of this position.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Foy.
Any other questions?
Mr. President?
Yes, Mr.
Hibbert. Just to mention one reason maybe to move this along sooner than later is that when Karen Flinner retired, Jean Gall is taking a lot of her responsibilities also. And so right now she's pretty well loaded down. But when this area opens up that Melissa will move into as receptionist, some of her duties will go over to that person. So that would be the only reason right now to get it done sooner is just to relieve Jean a little bit.
All right, very good. Well, Mr. Larson, I don't know if you could facilitate the answer to the clerk's prayers.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, you know, we discussed this position in a committee meeting a week ago, I believe, and it seems that Mr. McFerrin has justified it well, and we always love the sound of saving money when we have the opportunity, and making a tighter, leaner organization. And I think this accomplishes that while still getting the job done. Because of that, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Pardon me, my pen just stopped.
We're even wearing our pens out.
Yes. Handwork.
Yes.
Espiris.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
I move resolution 2021 be adopted as read.
Mosley seconds.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwork.
Yes.
Espiris.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
All ayes, the motion passes, and thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution 2121. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handwork.
Handwork.
Yes.
Espiris.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 2121, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to file an application and enter into an agreement and or agreements with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to become eligible for financial assistance for public recreation purposes and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Thank you. We'll turn to Mr. Wheeler to inform us on this one.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution allows us to apply for a NatureWorks grant through the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. These grants are traditionally for park or recreational type equipment. It does allow for up to $52,904 in grant dollars with a 25% match. We have been working with our Councilman Handwork as the rec chair to kind of come up with some ideas. We want to focus in on some of the Little League fields and adding some bleacher seating and some other seating opportunities there that kind of upgrade those areas. Other than the fencing, we really haven't done a whole lot there, so I think it's a great area to target. I would request approval tonight in order for us to meet the deadline if possible. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay, seeing none.
No questions?
I see no questions.
Okay. Given the urgency stated by Mr. Wheeler, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Mosley seconds.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Espiris?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwork?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
I move resolution 2121 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handbrook.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll move on now on our agenda to any comments for the good of the order. Mr. Larson.
Mr. President, I just wanted to mention, too, about the Charter Review Commission and the work that those folks did. I was fortunate enough to be present to sit in during all the deliberations and discussions and whatnot. And it was just a really interesting experience. And I got a lot of satisfaction out of seeing, you know, the broad cross-section of citizens in town, young, old, different professions, things like that, really delving into the difficult nuts and bolts of democracy. You know, they had to dig a little bit deeper than most people really ever do to look at the rules that we follow in, you know, governing the city. And I just thought it was a great exercise in democracy, and it's just really incredible that some of those members have been on multiple review commissions, even though they take place every 10 years. So it was an honor to be there, and I thank those citizens again.
Seeing no one else, I would like to open a discussion here for a moment. Our next regular meeting of Orville City Council is scheduled for June 7th. And my understanding is that a lot of the health orders and mask mandates are going to be rescinded before that date, June 2nd or 3rd, if not earlier. The CDC has relaxed its guidelines, and so just wanted to open this up for discussion among the members of council and the administration here about your thoughts of resuming our in-person meetings in June.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, you know, we do not have to by statute yet, and there may be still some, I know there are some, you know, considerations here about those who are vaccinated versus non-vaccinated and all that. I know I've always said my conditions have been I don't want to meet in person if we have to wear masks or if we have to socially distance, because I don't believe our room layout lends itself to that. So those are the two considerations that I have. But what other thoughts do you have?
Mr. President?
Yes.
I'm really, I think, okay either way at this point. A lot is unknown, and I know that might change my view and my opinion, but I did want to bring up a topic that I know we hit on before, and that was the topic of how we might want to move forward with recording our messages and getting them out. I know it'll look a lot different once we are in person, and I don't have a solution, but just wanted to bring that topic up again.
Yeah, that's a concern I have as well. Thank you. Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Our Armstrong reporter is available to come back for recordings.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to have this discussion, so that we could be in communication with Armstrong and let them know what to plan on. And we don't have to decide tonight, but I at least wanted to open it up for discussion to solicit your thoughts.
Question about the Armstrong connection, and I know that we had one citizen tonight mentioned that he didn't have Armstrong or something like that. Those recordings, are they available to people that do not subscribe to Armstrong Cable?
Not that I'm aware of. I know Armstrong does post some content on their YouTube channel, but I have not seen them post anything from the Orville system here on their YouTube channel. So that is a consideration. I know our recordings here on Facebook have gotten, you know, a very good viewership, and would be losing that. So that's something to, you know, be thinking about.
So, President Vance, in my opinion, I think we need to dig more into, you know, recording, rather we get the recording from Armstrong. You know, I'm looking at Akron, I'm looking at Worcester, you know, even when they were in person, they either, I believe they have their own YouTube channel, which they could then share to the city Facebook page to get that out there. So, I mean, I think, you know, either someone on council takes lead or administration takes lead to really, you know, better that system and communication, you know, out there. I mean, I'm sure there's a way for us to take that Armstrong video and distribute it, you know, to other places, just figuring out how and what are other communities doing.
We currently do not pay for that service.
So that's the big difference, is those other entities are paying a company to do that. So that's a, you know, one aspect of this. So they do that at no cost.
Is that to also mean that we do not own the rights?
That I don't know. It certainly is their content. And, you know, they make it available to their subscribers on their public access channel. So it's their content to do with as they see fit. But it's something that we can discuss with them. But, yeah, I don't think we can make any demand to it, to use it on other channels. So.
Yeah, I'm hoping that if we nicely ask them, that they would, in fact, you know, post it to their YouTube channel. As Darrell said, then it'd be as simple as just posting the link on the city's webpage and on our, the various Facebook pages and whatnot. That would be, I think, the perfect situation, because then it'd be accessible to all.
We'll be happy to have that conversation with them. About any other thoughts about meeting in person, any concerns about, I know one aspect, as I said, has been vaccinated versus unvaccinated and, you know, potentially, you know, social distancing, all that. I wish I could tell you I was an expert on what the new guidelines are, if there are any, by this time in June. So if you may have more information than I do right now, but,
you know. I have no
Go ahead, Mrs. Whitmer.
I was just saying that I have no concerns, and I'd be comfortable meeting in person.
Very good. Okay. Mr. Larson?
Yeah, I'd be comfortable meeting in person as well. My only hesitancy is the hot button issue with the sidewalks that we have right now, and looking right now that we have 19 participants in this meeting, which is a lot more than what we would typically have at City Hall, and I don't want to shut those people out. I don't want to lose them. If they can attend because it's in their living room or whatever, then that's a fantastic thing. That's the only, until we have a way to, ensure that those folks have access to this, you know, through the Armstrong and, YouTube link, then, maybe we should continue this way. I don't know. I have no problem with meeting in person. I don't want to cut out the citizens' access.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone willing to work on, I guess, the, you know, getting our meetings out there publicly, you know, the best way that we can? Because obviously there's a lot of things that we kind of stumbled upon meeting through Zoom, and one of them is that we definitely have more viewers than what we were meeting in person. So, I mean, is there anyone that's willing to take that lead to figure that problem out?
Yeah, I'm happy to work on that. I'll work with the administration, and they have the relationship with Armstrong as well. And depending on how that goes, we can look at any other options that we need to as well. So
we need to include our IT people in that too, because they're going to be very important. They know what we can do and what we can't do, along with Armstrong.
Perfect.
All right. Anyone have any other concerns about meeting in person in June?
No concern.
All right, very good. I think that it's a valid point about accessibility of the public to our meetings, especially since we kind of, you know, have an issue here that is of larger interest. And I think we do need to take that in consideration and see how we can make these meetings as widely as accessible as possible. So I will be happy to work with the administration on those kinds of discussions, and we'll just see what we have, and I'll get back to council here, you know, in a timely manner, and I'll also let the public know what our intentions are here as we go into next month. So, All right, anyone else have anything?
I move we adjourn.
Very good. Mr. Wilson moves.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Larson.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Very good. Our meeting is adjourned, and Orville City Council will meet again at our next regular meeting on June 7th. And then we have a planning committee meeting then scheduled for next Monday at 7 p.m. Until then, have a good evening, and thanks for joining us.
Night, everybody.
Bye. Bye.